Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I am the good shepherd, says the Lord. I know my sheep, and mine know me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A demoniac who could not speak was brought to Jesus. And when the demon was driven out, the mute man spoke. The crowds were amazed and said, "Nothing like this has never been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He drives out demons by the prince of demons. Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, their sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, 'The harvest is abundant, but laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for their harvest.'" Gospel of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus said, "The harvest is abundant, but laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." Jesus is claiming that by himself he cannot work on all the fields. Indeed, it happens to go everywhere to spread the gospel. You remember when he ascended to heaven, he said, "I send you to every corner of the world." So we are all called to be disciples. We are called be united also, because the first instance of the gospel mentioning Jesus curing the people, and then some Pharisees says he used the power of the demon to cast out the demon. But Jesus, on the other occasion, he said to them, "If demon chase out demons, how can they work? If there's no unity, they cannot work." So it's impossible that he used the power of the demon to curse the demon. But on the other hand, Jesus at the back is telling us, when there's unity, there's a strength. When there's disunity, that's the kind it's going to failure. So first of all, we have to reflect once again how much effort we put into our family, into a place where we work, into the church affair, how much we are united, how much we with one mind, one heart to serve the Lord. On the other hand, Jesus says to the disciple, "Ask for the more laborers to come." So you have to ask also. At times we say, "Oh, not too many young people follow vocations and not very successful." Yeah, it's true. In the modern world, it's difficult to invite young people to follow Jesus. But on the other hand, we have to ask ourselves, did we ever pray for that? Did we ever ask God the Father for this? And this is also, we have to do it. We have to ask. So today we ask especially Jesus that he send more laborers. to work in his field. On the other hand, we have the special grace of unity in the church, in the family, so that what we have to do is to keep this unity, keep this Jesus in the midst, so that whatever we are confronting is with the help of Jesus. Only he can help us overcome all the difficulties.